be Jesus and Mary. It's a beautiful reading side by side with St. Therese of the Child Jesus and that spirituality of being a little one, to become a child, to become like a child in order to enter the kingdom of God. And yet it's not, God's not asking us to be childish. There is a difference between being childlike and being childish. Obviously childish, there's an immaturity in the why and how we do certain things, where if we watch little children, there are certain virtues that little children quite naturally will practice. There's good things that they will do. Their willingness to look up to their parents and to believe all that they hear and are told. There's also the certain natural goodness. I'm certain some of them are a little bit rascals because they don't know any better. But it's not because of any malice really on their part. They have to be learned. They have to learn, have to be taught what is right and wrong. And obviously in the growing up stages, if you watch parents, usually it's, you know, a little pat that they get, and of course they cry because they realize mom is unhappy and or whatever like this. And it's not really like they're real seriously hurt or anything, especially when it's a pat on the diaper. Even if it's a good swift swat, it doesn't hurt the child because it's a nice padded diaper there. But the child learns, or the child learns also from, you know, the no, don't do that. And of course sometimes they'll cry at that one too. But a child is not, you know, it's little stages they learn, and there's a real sincerity, a want to believe their elders, those who they trust, those who care for them. And this childlike disposition is something that we need to have towards God, towards Holy Mother Church. And we want to listen to what the Church teaches us in the Catechism, what the Church teaches by way of, you know, what the documents of the Pope writes for us, to guide us in how we should live. And also the Pope gives us warnings on things that we need to be careful of, things that are out there that can really harm our way of life, harm our harmony, harm our happiness in life, our true happiness. And it's not a happiness which is just, you'll find sincere moments with people of the world where they'll open up and they'll actually tell you, you know, well, don't walk this way. You know, it's the way they're walking. But they'll tell you how unhappy they really are, even though they apparently seem very happy from time to time. It's an external happiness. In the heart, there's not peace. There's not true happiness in the heart. True happiness, true peace only comes from doing God's will and doing what we know before God is right. In time, God willing, you know, we just want to pray for those who don't understand. In time, we hope through prayers and sacrifices we might win them to God to know these types of things. But the other thing God does for us is he also gives us a helper. And this is the feast that we celebrate today. He gives us a guardian angel who gives us little lights, little inspirations. I know sometimes, in fact, I get these little lights sometimes, and they seem sometimes, I think they're kind of silly and stupid, so I put it. Later on, it comes back to me, and I get a reproach, and I guess that was supposed to do it. To listen to those little inspirations and be attentive. Sometimes, you know, the little whisper in your ear to do something, especially when it's followed by a, later on, you like reproach for it, you might sit back and go, maybe that was my guardian angel trying to tell me that I should or shouldn't do something. And the reproach for not having followed that little inspiration later is sort of like a confirmation that you should have probably listened. So to ask our Lord, you know, to help us be more attentive to his voice speaking to us through our little guardian angels. Another important factor too, which the Church tries to teach, and I've touched on this a couple days ago, even with the Feast of the Archangels, and that's that, you know, there's only three angels that we give a name to, and that's St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael. And the Church does not encourage the naming of our guardian angels. You don't name your guardian angel Frank or Tom or whatever pet name you think you ought to give your guardian angel. He's not your pet. He's not your dog. He's not your cat. You know, he's not anything that you have authority over to name. That's one of the reasons why you don't name your angel. You don't have authority to do so. You're not mom and dad who can name your child. The angel is not your child. The angel is not your, you know, your pet. And this is why you don't name your angel. You can, you know, address your guardian angel in a typical prayer, or you can ask your guardian angel, speaking to him as your guardian angel, for his help. You know, O angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here. That prayer we can, you can say to him, or we can address words to our own, addressing, you know, a little private prayer to him, you know, can you help me with this, that, or the other thing? Even sometimes material needs, spiritual needs. He's interested in all those things and helping us out. That's, he's like a helping guide that we don't always see. And we, this is, gives us a day to ask him, to be more mindful of him, asking God's help, asking Our Lady's help, to be more mindful of this guardian whom he's given us, a constant companion. And actually, our guardian angel knows us better than anybody else. And the more you talk to him, the more he can help you. The more you ask for his assistance and help. He wants to help us. More so than we perhaps want to be helped. That's usually the generosity, you know, especially from the, you know, stems from the Blessed Virgin. She wants to help us more than we really want to be helped. It's kind of funny when you watch, you read some of the stories of the saints. You know, Our Lady's, you know, one point, one of the saints is, Our Lady's come with this little box of some kind of honey-like substance, and the she's giving it to the saint, and as the saint is feeding on this heavenly food, he's saying, "Oh Mother, please stop! I can't take it. I'm going to die. It's so enjoyable. You know, the taste was so good. It was something that, you know, he felt was drawing him to die. You know, and she made him finish nearly the whole box, and no, one box, and then she started on another box. That's right." And she made him only take a little bit of the second box because he was complaining so much. She was willing to give him more. So we see the generosity of Our Lady, and this is often found too in the saints, more so in Our Lady, of course, because you can't outdo Our Lady in generosity. She's second only to our Lord. Our Lord gets first place. But to be mindful and thankful for the gifts of our guardian angels, their guidance, asking our Lord to help us through our guardian angel and to make us more attentive to his ministrations and to his service and to his inspirations. Praise be Jesus and Mary.